podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses. Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I have zero interest in the Knicks or the Nets trading for Giannis right now. I don't care about how great he is. I don't care that he wants to leave Milwaukee. I don't care that he's planning on, you know, moving on from the Bucks and making a run with a different team. I don't care. I don't want Giannis anywhere near these Knicks, anywhere near these Nets. I don't want him. And it's simple. It's as simple as it comes. Chemistry. And the Knicks, no matter what you want to say, no matter how rough of a stretch they had, the Knicks' best chance to win a finals is without Giannis Antetokounmpo. End of story. They are one of the best teams in the NBA. They have one of the best top five rotations in the NBA, starting five in the NBA. And you're going to blow that up so you can get one player who is always injured, who's dealing with a calf injury, which whether or not it's really the calf, who knows? Maybe it's going to lead to something else. I don't know. Why do you want to go and just mess with fire? There's no reason to. How about you make this team work? And I'm going to say the same thing for the Nets too, because I'm not saying that the Nets are anywhere close to making a real serious run. But how many times have we seen the Nets do this over and over and over? They trade all their draft picks. They get top players. They win absolutely nothing. Then they have to blow it up again. They get picks back just to go in a circle and trade all their picks to get a great player for it not to mean anything here. I'm sick and tired of watching the Nets actually build a team from the bottom up just to blow it up. I don't want to see that anymore. The Nets organization is not as bad as we make it out to seem. Yes, the team may be terrible right now, but they always seem to build a core. And just when they are forming into a serviceable team, they blow it up. It is unbelievable to me. We've waited all this time in New York for the Knicks to win a championship, for the Knicks to get back to the finals. We've waited all this time for any team in New York, basically, to get back to a finals and win a championship. And when they have their opportunity, we go, you know what a good idea is? Let's just throw a wrench into it. Let's just change it all up. And we could sit there and say, oh, well, Karl Anthony Towns, he's got issues. Give me an NBA player, a star NBA player, who doesn't have issues. We just witnessed for a few years, whether it was Kevin Durant, James Harden, Kyrie Irving, which one of them didn't have issues. And I'll tell you this much, most Knicks fans would have loved to have those three players on their team. I wouldn't be surprised if most people were begging for Kevin Durant to be on the New York Knicks. I wouldn't be surprised if most fans were begging for James Harden or Kyrie Irving to be part of the New York Knicks. And now you have a team that is competitive every single game. You have leaders. You have Jalen Brunson, who's one of the top five players in the Eastern Conference, at least according to the All-Star game. You have Kat that, no matter what you want to say, He's one of the better players, if not one of the best players, at his position. And you want to just blow it up. It doesn't make any sense. Whether it's OG, whether it's Mikal Bridges. Again, Kat's going to be part of this trade if you were to trade Giannis. Trade for Giannis. You're going to have to get rid of Kat. Right? But it does not make sense in this situation. You put so much into building this core. And for what? For a little bit more than a half a season with this roster, with this coach? I mean, and that's the thing, right? Last year, it was, oh, it was the coach. It was Tibbs. Again, a team that played one season together. It was the coach. Okay, fine. Well, now you got a new coach. A lot of people complaining about how they're not playing for the coach. They don't like his message. They don't like his game plan. They don't like his approach or how he's handling the team, even though, hey, there's more of a bench than there ever was. So let's blow it up. Like, make up your mind. Make up your mind. In my opinion, don't touch it. This team needs to learn how to gel together. They have all the pieces necessary. They have all the core. They have the top. They have the starting five. And then they have the role players. You got the bench. You got Kolek. You got Mitchell Robinson. You got Deuce McBride. You have everybody. There is no need to blow this thing up to get one player who right now has had to sit a lot in recent games because he's not really healthy. I don't know how that's going to fly if you go to the playoffs with a guy who's not very healthy, have to trade two or three of your star players to get him, and then have a chance. Hey, they don't really gel together. That doesn't make any sense. Well, you know what makes sense? Find a way to make this team work. Give them what's needed in the regular season to make it work. 888-808-1019. That's the number to call. It's Pete Hoffman with you on the Fan till 5 a.m. when Joe Beningo takes over. Again, you can always hit me up at Hoff. WFAN. I'm not saying that Giannis is not a great player.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.
But not everybody fits every team. And I'm telling you right now, if you were to add Giannis as a free agent, sure, that'd be amazing. Adding him to this team would be great. But to subtract all the other pieces that are on this team, it does not make any sense. And that thought has to be out of your head. And if he gets traded to Minnesota, Golden State, the freaking Nets, which I hope they don't do. But if they did, you know what? That's okay. I could live with it. And you should be able to live with it too. Because this Knicks team that's constructed together right now, this is the team that's going to be able to win you a championship. Not the team that brings in Giannis and has to, you know, cut ties with some of these other star players that are on the team. I mean, the rumors that are coming out, OG, you know, the Milwaukee Bucks have interest in OG. Okay. Deal breaker. Nope, can't happen. Can't do it. If we can't work out a deal with a third team and you have to start picking from other parts of our team, then we can't have this trade. I don't care. I'm sorry. To have an experiment with Giannis, it's not worth it. And he's not for nothing. He sounds like a complainer these days. I know he's got a ring, but he sounds like a complainer. Kevin Durant had a ring. He was a complainer. He's a great player. Complainer. I don't want that. Cap may be a complainer, but they're still finding a way to win with him. And they don't have to lose big name pieces to do it.
Understanding power requires more than headlines. I'm Peter Hamby, host of The Powers That Be, a podcast from Puck examining politics, economics, and media to provide context, analysis, and clarity without sensationalism. We ask how power operates, who benefits, and what's at stake. If you want to move beyond breaking news to deeper understanding, join us on The Powers That Be. New episodes every weekday. Follow The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.